This is Shubham Singhal. I'm here with John Gallina, Chief Financial Officer of Anthem. Welcome, John. Why don't we start with just your view on what you see as the most significant trends in healthcare?
As you know, there are many difficult challenges in the healthcare industry today. In addition to the rapid pace of change, affordability and access to quality care are significant issues, and they're significant for employers, consumers, the government, and society.
John, you spoke a bit about affordability. What are some of the big areas that you see within that that have to get addressed?
Health insurance, obviously, is a function of the price of health care, and whether it's the increasing cost structure associated with specialty pharmacies, new medications on the market, inpatient procedures that are helping extend people's lives, they do cost money. All of these things help push the affordability issue to the forefront within the healthcare industry.
You also mentioned on technology and consumer behavior. Do you see that helping with affordability?
Technology will help provide better data and better insights and provide a more educated consumer base and provide better information to the physicians who can actually come up with evidence-based medical decisions in treating the patient. From an insurance company perspective, we have access to all of the most recent data, and we can package that information and provide it to the providers so that the providers can make the best evidence-based medicine decisions and help improve the health outcomes of the patients. There are a lot of new entrants into the market, and everyone's trying to accumulate data. Everyone's trying to have access to this information. But where we see it's really beneficial is the collaboration that we're doing with the providers. Given the fact that we have leading market share in most of the markets that we operate, we have more information than anyone else within those markets. And then we take that data, and then we can provide information back to the providers. When they're in their office and they access the system and they look at our integrated healthcare data set where they can look at, for a particular member, not only what their health information is, but also what's their pharmacy information, what's their behavioral health information, what's their dental information, what's their vision information, so that they have all that information together in one single sign-on, again, so that they can then make the best decisions and provide the best care to the members. The collaboration with the providers that really makes a huge difference.
What is the impact of some of these changes in healthcare to your business?
Given the complexity of the healthcare ecosystem, there are no simple answers. Yet at Anthem, we have the power to lead and shape the conversation by partnering and innovating across the system to create real value for our stakeholders. This means leading the transition from fee-for-service to value-based care by collaborating with providers to provide flexible payment models, enhanced data sharing, and reduced administrative burdens. And we've been very successful. As of today, 64% of our total medical spend is tied to payment innovation programs, including payment-based contracts, leads the entire industry. We need to demonstrate our value to employers, the states, and the federal government. And that means providing affordable products with an array of price points and features for employers while simplifying and improving the healthcare experience for their employees and their families.
If I were to switch now to your role in this industry that is changing, what does it mean for your role as Chief Financial Officer?
My traditional role as CFO of Anthem, I have oversight for the finance functions, and I also oversee all the actuarial functions, including underwriting and pricing, product development, forecasting and valuation. But in addition to all that, I was honored and privileged to take over the oversight of our healthcare management organization, which encompasses the healthcare, clinical, and network operations with a focus on delivery of high quality and cost-effective care for consumers while achieving strong medical cost performance. The rapidly climbing cost of healthcare is one of the biggest challenges facing our industry and our consumers. I've witnessed our company undergo significant changes and transformation. You know, we've gone from a single state mutual insurance company to one that serves over 41 million Americans, or approximately 13% of America. The one thing that I really need to ensure works through this company is ensuring that we have the right culture. To effectively establish our new mission, vision, values, and culture, we can't just go through the motions and practice among ourselves as senior leaders. We have to live our culture every day. We must ensure our desired culture is integrated into every fiber of the company, including the hearts and souls of the associate. And the shaping of our culture is also tied to our bottom line.
What are the lessons learned? What can your peers across the industry take away?
I would say one lesson learned is to make absolutely sure that the information is all consistent across all of the different functions. Like in the cost of care world, for instance, are you doing things that are appropriate for the members that actually benefit members, the affordability and the cost structure? Can you tie those back through the financial performance? Another lesson learned has to do with ensuring the entire team is on the same page. It really gets back to the culture issues that I spoke about before, of having the proper messaging, having the proper tone, really setting the appropriate expectations, getting everyone aligned. When everyone's aligned at the outset, the journey is much easier than when you're trying to pull people along down the road. We have an excess of 65,000 associates, and it really is quite an initiative, a challenge to get all 65,000 people aligned, but I really do believe that we're going to be very successful for a very long time.
In any large organization, the alignment of the team, and particularly 65,000 associates, is quite the challenge as you're driving all of these changes. Are there any pieces of advice that you would have?
The thing that really helps capture hearts and minds is to really paint the vision and to really describe where we're trying to go and why. Provide the information to the folks in the way that they like to receive it, in the way that they can understand it, and help connecting the dots for each and every associate. What they're doing is important. What they're doing adds value to the member, and why what they're doing actually helps achieve the overall mission and vision of the company.
That's terrific. This has been a great conversation, and you've painted an inspirational vision of where healthcare might head on many of the things that you have been leading and driving. Any parting thoughts for our listeners?
The biggest lesson is that there's always room to redefine what's possible in healthcare by reducing cost, reinventing care delivery, really personalizing the consumer experience, and engaging with partners to create change. A vision for a better tomorrow is thinking about the entire set of needs for each individual, leveraging the digital capabilities, the data insights, the personalized solutions, and just never being satisfied with the status quo. There's always going to be opportunities for improvement. I'm very excited about Anthem's future and think that with our size, our scale, our collaboration, our data, our partnerships, all the other assets and attributes that we have, we are very well positioned to help be an industry leader for a long, long time.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.